Bellamy to the left, Thompson to the right. Trubisky rolls and throws. Touchdown! Victor Cruz! Do that dance!
Bears of the Cardinals coming up tonight. I'm Mark Carmen. He's Harry Tynowitz at 720 WGN. If you watch Bears preseason football, this voice will be very familiar to you. Also, if you're a New York Rangers fan, you know him calling Rangers hockey. He's also done everything else that you can possibly do in sports, including soccer for the New York Cosmos, who I think I remember as a kid, but I thought it was the New York Arrows who played the Sting indoors.
I had a Chenalia Cosmos jersey. How about that, Sam?
Sam Rosen, good afternoon. Thanks for taking some time. Hello. Hang on, Sam.
Giorgio Chenalia, one of the all-time greats.
He was one of the all-time greats. I didn't know anything about soccer, but I got this Giorgio Chenalia jersey at some auction with my Uncle Howard, and I wore it proudly.
That's huge.
You know what? He was a great striker. He was a guy who could score goals and just one of the all-time greats for the Cosmos. In a time when they would gather up guys that were just at the end of their prime or maybe a little past their prime, but they were the big names in soccer, and they signed them up, and Chenalia was certainly one of them.
Am I wrong, Sam, remembering the New York Arrows? Am I wrong about that? Does that not sound... Don't mean to put you on the spot here.
No, there was the New York Arrows team, and you're saying it was indoor. Might have been indoor soccer.
I think an
but
indoor.
That didn't last too long.
Yeah,
I've never heard of the New York Arrows, quite frankly. I think Carm is hitting
Arrows,
the sauce.
The Arrows played from 78 to 84. These were my formative years. I'd go to Sting games at Old Chicago Stadium. They'd play the Arrows. It was like Knicks Bulls before Knicks Bulls.
Just like it.
There you go,
Sam. The plan has been that they're going to have Trubisky spend the year learning. I know it was against backups, but he looked great physically. His arm was fantastic, very mobile. I see Trubisky getting on the field, starting games for the Bears fairly early in the season. What do you see, Sam?
I think it depends on how things are going. Ideally, what they want to do is bring Trubisky along slowly. The ideal formula, as far as the Bears are concerned, is Mike Glennon is the starter, does a good job, a solid job, throws the ball accurately, hands the ball off to Jordan Howard. Howard has another big running season, and the offensive line stays intact, and Trubisky learns along the way. And if they need anybody to step in, it's Mark Sanchez. Now, with the way things are developing, you have to wait and see. I mean, obviously, in game one of the preseason, Mike Glennon did not look very sharp. And Mitchell Trubisky looked great, and everybody's excited about him, and everybody knows he's the quarterback of the future. So they're sitting there and saying, okay, maybe the future should be now. But I don't think we've reached that point by a long shot yet. You have to wait and give this time to develop. Trubisky is a guy with not a whole lot of experience, but there's no doubt he has a lot of talent, a lot of athletic ability. And when he gets it all together, when he learns what the NFL is all about, there's a big-time quarterback in the waiting.
Long-time NFL play-by-play voice. You'll hear him on the broadcast tonight in every Bears preseason game, sitting next to Jim Miller on Fox TV. Sam Rosen with us here on WGN Radio. What is Jim Miller... And I know that you can't really tell us everything here, but when he's mumbling under his breath watching Mike Glennon in game one, is he saying things like, this guy's got no chance of playing? He's been on the bench for 2 years. You lose your skills. Did you hear anything like that, Sam?
No, not yet. No, Jim's a straight shooter, but I think he likes Mike Glennon. I think those of us who watched him, and I saw Mike play as a rookie when he took over the starting job with Tampa Bay. He's got good tools, but as you say, the biggest drawback is he's been on the bench for the last couple of years since Jameis Winston came into the NFL. So, yeah, he's got to get himself back into a groove, and I think he's trying to find that. I think tonight will be very important for Mike Glennon, and I think next Sunday against Tennessee will be very important for Mike Glennon.
Sam, I'm hoping we get a Kevin White sighting tonight because it seemed like the guy wasn't even out there last week. What is your opinion of the Bears' receiving core?
Right now, I think they've got some good receivers, but they don't have that guy to stretch the field. And I think they're hoping that Kevin White will be that guy because he did it in college. He had the speed. Now, last 2 years, you're talking about leg injuries, and I think they're very cautious about the way they brought him along. But, yes, time has come. It's very important time for Kevin White. So I think he'll be targeted tonight. His ability to get yardage after the catch is very important. He's got speed. He's got breakaway speed. They need that. Right now, I think there's a collection of solid receivers on the Bears. When you look at Victor Cruz, when you look at Kendall Wright, Marcus Wheaton when he's healthy, they've got guys. And, of course, I don't want to leave out Cam Meredith, who really blossomed last season. But these are guys that are more 15, 20, 25-yard receivers. They need that guy that can go down the sideline and draw two receivers to him and open up the field. So this will be an important time for Kevin White. I think everybody's waiting. Everybody knows he was drafted number 7 overall. They had high hopes for him, and now it's an important time for him to show what he can do at the wide receiver position.
Sam Rosen, NFL broadcaster, doing the Bears game tonight with us on WGN. But he'll be with David Deal during the season. Sam, you've been around the NFL a long time. I'm sure you've gotten this question a bunch. What's your take on what's going on with Colin Kaepernick? Because there's momentum going on. More players are sitting. I talk to people all the time. There's no way it's a black ball. The league is not smart enough to have that. But each individual team, it seems to me, is making the same decision that Colin Kaepernick is not worth their bottom line. But yet these owners are worth billions of dollars. So why even worry about it?
It's a tough thing. I think my first impression always is give the guy another chance and give him a chance to come in and see if he can help your team. But I think what's turned off, in my opinion, what's turned off Colin Kaepernick, and I've heard this in various discussions. I was just out in Los Angeles at the Fox Football Seminar, and you hear talk about Colin Kaepernick, the player, and what you don't hear from Colin Kaepernick is, boy, I miss being out on the field. I really love football. I want to be out there playing. I want to be part of a team. I want to help go find a team that I can fit in with and help them win. You don't hear that. And I think that is something that is detracting from him and from people giving him another look, giving him a serious look. I think they're concerned that it's too much of a headache to bring him in and risk a whole political activist situation. And yes, there's a realization that players are bright guys coming out of college. They certainly are entitled to their opinions and their expression of their opinions. But I don't see that Colin Kaepernick has shown people that he really wants to play football right now.
Boy, you know, it's crazy. The Jaguars are the latest team. You got Doug Marrone, you know, saying that we don't have a starting quarterback yet. They're 2 weeks away from the start of the season. You'd think that he would find a home somewhere in the NFL. So, Sam, what did the Bears defense, the points the Broncos got came on a pick six. Bears defense looked all right, and they're still not back, fully from injury. How do you think they'll be this year on D?
I talked to head coach John Fox this morning. Jim and I are going to get a chance to talk to Vic Fangio before the game tonight.
That's rare.
I think they're optimistic. There's a feeling of optimism about this defense because I think they've got some potential playmakers here and at positions where they needed help. Now, I think the speed of Leonard Floyd showed early with that sack he had in the Denver game, and this is a guy I think is going to make plays and is going to make it really tough on offensive lines to block. He's got a great first step, he's quick off the edge, and he's going to be able to put pressure on the quarterback. I think they feel that their front three overall front seven, including the linebackers, are stout enough to control the run. And now the players that they've brought in, Marcus Cooper, who last year did a good job in Arizona and is a good man, a good ball hawk, is one player. Quentin Demps is another, though he's a little older, veteran. They're really high on Eddie Jackson out of Alabama. If he's healthy, they feel they have another ball hawk there. Prince Amukamara is a veteran guy. If he can hold up speed-wise on the outside, he could be a good cover corner. So the potential is there for a real good defense. If it all comes together and they avoid serious injuries, this is a team that's going to have an improved defense.
Sam, does John Fox let his hair down when he's talking to you, or is he kind of just protective of the team?
Kind of half and half. Uh-huh. So we talk some family things. We see how his sons and his daughter are doing. So we kind of mix it up with a little football, a little personal stuff as well.
Does he know that you do New York Rangers hockey, or does he just look at you cross-eyed?
Oh, no, he knows. He was in New York as a defensive coordinator with the Giants, so we go back a lot of years.
Okay.
A Hockey Hall of Famer, by the way, Sam Rosen.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Do you go Auntie or Auntie Ranta?
Auntie Ranta, soft A.
You're awesome, Sam.
Sam, we appreciate it. Look forward to hearing you tonight, as always. Thanks for taking some time.
Mark and Harry, thanks for having me on. My pleasure.